This video presentation is about the major historical events which occurred during the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and also explore some of his undeniable characteristics. Fatima bint Asad, the mother of Imam Ali, went to the Holy Kaaba to pray when she was expecting. Miraculously, the wall of the Holy Kaaba was cracked open for her to enter. And so, Imam Ali became the only human being to be born inside the Holy Kaaba, the house of Allah. The Holy Prophet had a special love for young Ali. After a couple of years, Mecca underwent a severe drought. The Prophet brought Imam Ali to his home to help with the hardships of Ali's father, Abu Talib. So when Ali was about 6 years old, the Prophet took him under his own care. Thus, Ali grew up in the shadow of the Prophet. Ali himself stated that wherever the Prophet went, he followed him like a baby camel that follows its mother. He was even present at the time of revelation to the Prophet at the cave of Hira. Imam Ali was the first male to testify to the message of the Holy Prophet. He showed his support from the day after the first revelation. Three years following the revelation, the Prophet was commanded by Allah to spread the message to his own family. Therefore, he invited his family to a banquet and proclaimed the message of Islam to them, and asked three times for their support. It was only Imam Ali who offered his support to the Prophet at every call. The Prophet responded by saying, "Ali is my brother and my successor among you." The people mocked the Prophet and Ali for this announcement, as Ali was still very young. The Meccans saw Islam as a threat to their interests and plotted to kill Prophet Muhammad in his sleep. Allah informed the Prophet of their evil plot. On the night of migration, the Prophet had Ali sleep in his bed. He only trusted Ali to do this dangerous task, which he did without hesitation. In Medina, the Holy Prophet created a brotherhood agreement between pairs of Muslims. He chose Imam Ali as his brotherhood partner and said, "Ali, you are my brother in this world and the hereafter." After building Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina, the Prophet built houses for his companions around the masjid. All of these houses had door access to the masjid. By the order of Allah, the Prophet had all of the doors opening to the masjid closed, except his and the one at Imam Ali's house. Imam Ali alayhi salam, Hamza and Ubaidah were the three warriors who participated in the one-on-one opening fight of Badr, and Imam Ali defeated his opponent Walid. During the battle, many of the idolaters were killed by Imam Ali's hand alone. Imam Ali got married to the daughter of the Prophet, Lady Fatima Salamullahi Alayha. Through this marriage, the progeny of the Prophet grew and has continued to grow to this day. The people who called the Holy Prophet Abtar, or without progeny, saw that the progeny of the Holy Prophet continued through Lady Fatima Salamullahi Alayha. This progeny is referred to as Kawthar, or abundance, in the Quran. During the Battle of Uhud, initially the Muslims were victorious. However, due to the disobedience of the archers, who disobeyed the command of the Prophet and left their key positions to gather war booty, the Muslims were surrounded and defeated. After the majority of the Muslims had fled, Imam Ali bravely protected the life of the Holy Prophet. He dispersed or killed any enemy that came to attack the Prophet. Imam Ali's courage caused the Prophet to say, "La fata illa Ali, la sayf illa Dhulfiqar." There is no man like Ali, and there is no sword like Dhulfiqar. During the Battle of Khandaq, the Muslims dug trenches against the enemy. Although the trenches created a barrier, six of the enemy warriors managed to cross over. Among those who crossed over was Amr ibn Abdiwad, a fierce warrior famous for his strength and power in the entire Hejaz. He dared the Muslims to come fight him. It was only Imam Ali who accepted the challenge and defeated him. The Imam's sacrifice was so significant that the Holy Prophet said, "Ali's strike in the Battle of Khandaq is higher than the worship of the world." In the Battle of Khaybar, the Muslims were able to conquer all the forts of the Jews except one. The Holy Prophet then selected Imam Ali as the commander of the army. The Imam defeated the well-known and fearsome warriors outside the fort and eventually opened the giant door leading inside. After the Muslims had conquered Mecca, the Prophet ordered to cleanse the Holy Kaaba of the idols. Mounting on the shoulders of the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali helped him destroy the idols. Imam Ali had accompanied the Holy Prophet in all the battles except for the Battle of Tabuk, in which the Holy Prophet commanded Imam Ali to be his successor in his absence. This was because the Holy Prophet had the knowledge that in his absence the hypocrites would revolt. During this incident, the hypocrites spread rumors that the relationship between the Imam and the Prophet had become weakened. The Imam rushed to reach the Prophet and informed him of the situation. The Holy Prophet said to him, "You are to me like Harun was to Musa, except that there is no prophet after me." By the order of Allah, Imam Ali was appointed to deliver the verses for suppression of idol worship during the Hajj season for all of the Arab tribes. The Christians of Najran refused to accept Islam after discussing Christian beliefs with the Holy Prophet, but were willing to do Mubahila. To the surprise of the Christians, the Holy Prophet did not bring an army or his companions. Instead, he brought his family, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhim salam. After seeing them, the Christians got discouraged about doing the Mubahila. It was then when the verse of Mubahila was revealed, calling Imam Ali the life of the Holy Prophet. In the last year of the Holy Prophet's life, while he was returning from Hajj, the Prophet ordered the Muslims to stop at a place called Ghadir Khum. He ordered the Muslims who had traveled ahead to return and waited for the Muslims who were behind to catch up. The Holy Prophet then recited a sermon for thousands of Muslims. In the sermon, the Holy Prophet held and raised Imam Ali's hand and said, "To whoever I am a master and a leader to, this Ali is his master and leader." Furthermore, the Holy Prophet also asked the audience to pass this message to the people that were not present. After the Prophet's demise, while Imam Ali and his family were mourning him and were occupied with the burial ceremony, a group of Muslims gathered at a place called Thaqifa and selected the first caliph. Imam Ali refused to pay allegiance to this caliph. Due to his refusal, they attacked his house and tried to forcefully get his allegiance. Hazrat Fatima was martyred after only 75 or 95 days after the demise of the Holy Prophet. In the attack on their house, Hazrat Fatima was left severely injured, causing the miscarriage of her baby, and eventually she passed away. Imam Ali kept silent throughout all of these calamities for the sake of the Muslim nation. Imam Ali had many contributions to the Islamic society during the governance of the three caliphs. He interpreted the Quran and trained Islamic scholars. He also helped the poor by digging wells and planting date trees, dedicating them to the needy. At times, the caliphs even referred to the Imam for his wisdom in political decisions and his answers to newly emerged religious and judicial questions in the expanding Islamic society. When the third caliph's house was surrounded by Muslims, the Imam was against the murder of Uthman and sent his sons to protect the caliph's house. He even personally brought water for the thirsty people in the caliph's house. At the time, there was great civil unrest and disorder. After the murder of Uthman, the Muslims crowded to the house of Imam Ali and insisted for him to accept the government and become the caliph. Imam Ali was the only caliph that was democratically elected by the people. Imam Ali ruled with justice and treated all of the people of the society as equals, regardless of their fame or position. Two of the Prophet's companions, Talha and Zubair, demanded governorship of some provinces but were refused by the Imam. Thus, with the encouragement of Aisha, the Prophet's wife, they prepared an army against Imam Ali. Imam Ali defeated them in the Battle of Jamal and respectfully returned Aisha to her home. Muawiyah refused to submit the governorship of Sham to Imam Ali. He falsely accused the Imam as the murderer of the Caliph Uthman and prepared an army to avenge his death. In the last stage of the Battle of Siffin, close to the Imam's victory, Muawiyah ordered his army to hoist Qur'ans on their spears, saying that the Qur'an should settle the matter. The Imam's troops refused to continue fighting and threatened the Imam to death if he didn't call for a ceasefire. The Khawarij, or the people who had threatened the Imam in the Battle of Siffin, soon realized their mistake and regretted their decision. But instead of accepting their mistake, they blamed Imam Ali and accused him as a false leader. They roused tensions among the Muslims. The Imam talked to them on several occasions and convinced many of them, but not all of them accepted. Eventually, he went to the Battle of Nahrawan against the remaining Khawarij. Only 10 of the Khawarij had survived from the Battle of Nahrawan. Ibn Mulzim was one of them, and he martyred Imam Ali in the mosque while the Imam was leading the morning prayer. After being struck with the poisoned sword, the Imam said, "By the Lord of the Kaaba, I have succeeded." In his will, the Imam mentioned to take revenge on Ibn Mulzim with only one strike. Imam Ali was born in the house of Allah, and was martyred in the house of Allah. It is impossible to present the greatness of Imam Ali in just a few words by simply referring to major historical events of his life. However, Imam Ali has numerous undeniable characteristics that undoubtedly make him the Prophet's unique companion. Every single moment in the life of Imam Ali, from his miraculous birth inside the Holy Kaaba, his upbringing by the Prophet before Islam, his companionship with the Prophet during his prophethood, to his endless efforts in establishing justice and guiding the Muslims, are all the reflections of his divine and holy character. Even his enemies could not resist admiring him. His great personality gives honor and dignity to his Shia followers, who proudly follow him as their first Imam.